If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Guys, it's the first day of October, which means it's half my family's favorite time of the year. Yes, I am talking about Halloween. I think everybody else likes Christmas, but I have a couple of kids who love Halloween. In fact, Halloween for us starts in September. We've already watched The Corpse Bride, Hocus Pocus, The Nightmare Before Christmas. We actually own all the Halloween Town movies as well. And we qualify Harry Potter in the Halloween genre as well, and the Christmas one. So we usually get through all the Harry Potters from September to October as well. It's like our weekend thing that the kids and I like to do. We pop popcorn, we make hot chocolate, and we all bunker down in our movie room. It is the best. And so I just thought I would talk to you guys about some of the things I'm making for Halloween. This is kind of a softer episode. I mean, if you know me, if you're part of Ink Club with me, if you're part of Design Suite with me, you kind of see my daily comings and goings because we have meetings and we're in the community all the time, which is super fun. Which I should say this too, you guys, October 1st means we have a brand new package in Ink Club. So every month we have like a library of mini classes and a library of downloads that every month everybody gets. That's just part of the whole membership. But then we turn over 3 or 4 videos and packages of goodies that we just bring in for 1 month. And so this month it is all Halloween, which is so fun. So if you're in Ink Club, go check out this month's goodies. I think you're going to like them. September's went away. So hopefully you caught all of September's. But if you're not part of Ink Club and you want to come join and make with us and have a great time with us, first of all, you should. We're having such a good time. And that is at KarinaGardnerCourses.com/Ink Club. Okay. So past all that, making, which so much of my making really is like for Ink Club because I do lots of exclusives for them, and then I'm doing it for my house, right? So I have tons of Halloween quilts that I pull out every year. I made a new quilt that we're going to be posting for free on YouTube and Instagram, done in Halloween fabric. I'm actually very excited about this quilt. I think it's very, very pretty. And it's actually a quilt you could do in any kind of fabric, but it is so cute in Halloween fabric. So make sure and check that out. That's free just on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/KarinaGardner. And then we have Halloween quilts that we're doing in Ink Club. So fun. All Halloween, all the time. And so I've pulled all of those out. I've draped my house in them. Yes, already. And then when it comes to decor, I have like some cute felt strings that I love that are being put out. I have Halloween banners I've made with my silhouette machine, and my haunted village has been broken because it's been years and years. But this year, as part of Ink Club, I brought in my ultimate haunted mansion. They get it as an exclusive. And then, some village pieces that are brand new. So I made those in September, and, I'm putting them probably on my mantle. And then we made Halloween stuff in September. So I have these great big art posters. I have the vinyl art I did for Michael's and I did for the Silhouette Store. So I'm pretty excited about all the decor I've got. It's going to be, it looks good. I've been putting it all out. I really only decorate, you guys, I'm actually curious about what you do, but I only decorate really our living room and the outside of our house. I don't really go past that just because it's like so much to take down. And we have them up, we put all the Halloween stuff up like for all of September and October. So if you want to see pictures of it, or if you want to see my Instagram reels of all the stuff I'm doing, you'll have to go to @KarinaGardner or @KarinaGardnerPaperCrafts. So those two will have like all the Halloween stuff like situated so that you can see how I'm doing it with like my mantles and all that other good stuff. Okay, as far as Halloween activities, this is really the part I get super excited about. We are really big fans of this place in Utah called Evermore. It's like a cosplay place. Okay, I know, I just said cosplay. My kids love it. They love dressing up and going in. They do like adventures, but like to me, it's like an artist's dream, okay? They have done the place so beautifully. It is just, it's so like, they've just done such a beautiful job on it. The buildings look beautiful. The way that they've structured everything is beautiful. At Halloween, they put out these jack-o'-lanterns everywhere. And so it's very, very magical at night. So don't feel like you have to, if you're in Utah and you want to go to this, there's no, you don't have to dress up. Yeah, there's an entrance fee that's kind of expensive, but like, you guys, worth it. And they do like a haunted path, like that you can pay for, and you can do like, it's like a haunted house situation, but it's like a path that you do outside, which is the other thing I want to mention. I don't know who they've got gardening that place, but it is unreal. It is so good. All the plants that are chosen feel like you're in a big witch's garden. It's seriously so good. So I'm talking this thing up a lot, and hopefully you guys like it that are in Utah who decide to go to it. I just appreciate someone who's built something like that and they've thought of all of those tiny details, because that's a lot of details to make sure that your garden looks like it's witchy and there's like a cool like creek running through with a windmill and an old haunted-y looking structure. That's just cool, you guys. It's just cool. Okay, so we go to Evermore at least once, usually in October sometime. And it's a little expensive, but my whole family really enjoys it. I love just seeing how happy my kids are. The other place in Utah my kids really like is Corn Bellies. I think my teenagers have outgrown it, which makes me really sad, because when they were little, we loved Corn Bellies, especially the scary blow-up dragon. If you're in Utah, you know what I'm talking about. Like, is it a dragon? Is it a lizard? We don't know what it is, but you walk into its mouth and it's just super creepy, and my kids love it. And I think it's hilarious. They have these big bins of corn that you get in and you just like play in, which seems so crazy. And I don't know how that's really going to go during COVID times. It probably isn't open. But in years past, my kids really love that. What else do we do for Halloween? I usually throw a Halloween party. If you've been on my blog, when my kids were little, I threw quite the Halloween craziness. I feel like on Pinterest, there are these pictures of my Halloween stuff that has just gone around and around and around, because we did all the food and we did potion making was huge at my house. And like the kids loved it. We used dyes, we used sprinkles and all that other stuff, and they would build potions. And I think all my kids are too old for it, you guys. So I'm going to have to save it for my grandkids one day to throw those parties. Gosh, you guys, I just love Halloween. Now, let me tell you guys a little secret about me that only my family members know, and then maybe like my sisters know about me, okay? So here's the secret about me. On Halloween night, I am known to watch only one movie. And it's so funny. My kids hate it so much. Every year, while I'm handing out candy, I turn on one movie. Any guesses on what that one movie is? It is so silly, you guys. My kids are always like, it's not even Halloween-y. And I'm like, it's totally Halloween-y. That's where the witch came from. So the movie I watch is The Wizard of Oz. Every Halloween. I don't know what it is. It's just super nostalgic for me. And I will watch that movie. Sometimes I will have to stop part of the way through because my kids are so grumpy about me watching it because they've come home and they've got the candy and I'm watching it while, I mean, like I'm half watching it while I'm handing out candy. It just feels awesome. So the second movie that I've been known to throw on is, you guys, this is also an old one and also a Judy Garland. You'll have to tell me if you've watched it. It is called Meet Me in St. Louis. Or Meet Me in St. Louis, depending on how you want to say it. There is an amazing Halloween scene, you guys. If you have not watched this movie or it's been years since you watched it, please go watch it again. I love this movie so much. The Halloween scene where she throws the flower in the face, it just like you get a different feel for what Halloween used to be. And I just love it so much. So that is the other movie that you might find me watching on Halloween. All right, you guys, such a silly episode, but gosh darn it, I love Halloween so much. And we've been prepping for it, I feel like, for months because I started building Halloween stuff in June. And actually, during the month of October, I just enjoy all the Halloween stuff, but I'm actually building for Christmas. I'm always off by about a month or so. So maybe if you guys like this episode, first of all, leave me a review because that helps so much, you guys. The reviews are so, like, it really makes this podcast continue to go. When you leave me an episode, it's just so helpful. And I appreciate you so much for, especially those of you who just did it because you're so awesome. Second of all, if you liked an episode like this, I'll do another one for Christmas and tell you some of my Christmas traditions if you guys enjoyed it. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me and I will talk to you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.